Over creaky old Soviet-style titles, none too subtle captions are superimposed. Kazakhstan Ministry of Information presents a Kazakhstan television production in association with Bagatov Films. Some views around a village somewhere in Kazakhstan. Higgledy-piggledy houses with heavily laden washing lines are dotted about. A loose horse wanders along a street, and a pig pokes its snout out of a sty. Some swarthy-looking locals variously puff on cigarettes, chop logs and ride donkeys. Presenter Borat walks down a street with a large crowd of people. He sports a thick, dark moustache, curly hair and a grey suit which looks as if it came from the Man at CNA 1984 collection.
Yakshimash! My name is Borat. I like you. I like sex. It's nice. This is my country of Kazakhstan. It locates between Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan and assholes Uzbekistan. This is my town of Kusak. This is Orkin, the town rapist. Naughty, naughty. Over here, our town of kindergarten. And here, live Mukhtar Sakhanov, a town mechanic and abortionist. This is my house. Entry, please. He is my neighbor, Nursultan Tuliakbai. He is painting my assholes. I get a window from a glass, he must get a window from a glass. I get a step, he must get a step. I get a clock radio, he cannot afford. Great success. This is Natalia.
He and the cheap-looking blonde kiss with all tongues and everything.
She is my sister. She is number four prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. Nice. This is my mother. She oldest woman in whole of Kusak. She is 43. I love her.
She looks about 90.
And this, my wife Oksana. She is a boring.
What you say about me, you skinny piece of shit?
Not now, please.
Why don't you do something useful and dig your mother a grave?
This is where I live. My bed. This is a VCR recorded. And this play cassettes. Now I show you outside from my houses. Tishy.
A cow is in the house.
And my hobbies. Ping pong.
Sporting an unflattering shirt and short red shorts which leave nothing to the imagination, Borat takes on another similarly dressed man in a game of ping pong. Borat does a rather timid serve, but it's still enough to beat the other guy.
Sunbathed.
Now wearing a bizarre over-the-shoulder thong, he prepares to sunbathe by a muddy river.
I'll just go dance.
With other local men in a back street.
And on weekends, travel to capital city and watch your ladies while they make a toilet.
An album full of photos of ladies on the bog.
My profession, work as a television reporter for Kazakhstan. Please, you see.
He reports from an event a bit like the Bull Run in Pamplona, but with a twist. The Running of the Jew 2004.
Here comes the Jew! It's a big one this year!
A man wearing an oversized grotesque Jewish mask pursues people down the street. Borat ducks out of the way.
Whoa, he nearly got the money there! Wait, here comes Mrs. Jew!
Mrs. Jew is a similarly hideous creation.
She stopped! Is she? Is she? Here it comes! She's laid a Jew egg!
Some kids attack the egg.
Go, kids! Crash that Jew chick before he hatches!
By a river.
Although Kazakhstan a glorious country, it have a problem too. Economic, social and Jew. This why Ministry of Information have decided to send me to USA, greatest country in the world, to learn a lessons for Kazakhstan. I will travel with most venerable producer, Azamat Bagatov. Azamat.
No, not film me, film him! The producer points at Borat, who walks out of frame. Back at home, Borat carefully packs a suitcase with white pumps and some big underpants. He puts on a medallion and shuts his suitcase, then heads outside where he says farewell to his wizened 40-year-old mother and a vast crowd of well-wishers that have gathered to see him off. He dances energetically with some local men. Now he plays dice with them for money. He kisses the local rapist.
Birkin, not too much raping. Humans only.
He embraces a one-armed man.
Dalton, I'll get you a new arm in America.
I go to America!
Borat climbs into the back of an aging Renault 12, which is being driven by a child. As it pulls out onto the road, it's revealed that it's also being pulled by a horse. Borat's neighbour says,
wave goodbye to your clock radio, asshole.
Borat waves cheerio to his excited countryman. His wife yells,
if you cheat on me, I will come over there and snap off your cock.
Scratchy old film shows the circuitous route Borat's plane takes to America. Translated credits appear. Official of production, Azamat Bagatov. Director of camera machine, Azamat Bagatov. Reportings by Borat Sagdiev. Borat Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Borat stands awkwardly clinging to the handrail of an escalator at JFK Airport.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, US dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
He falls off the end of the escalator. Later, he and dumpy producer Azamat board a subway train.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Hello, my name is Borat. I'm not American, I'm new in town. Nice to meet you.
He kisses a commuter.
Hello, nice to meet you. Hey, what's your name?
My name is Mind Your Own Fucking Business.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Oh, hello, nice to meet you. And my name is Borat.
What's happening,
man? Nice to meet you.
Yo, get the fuck out of here before I break your jaw, bro. Yo,
okay.
Shut the fuck off. Bro.
Okay.
You're fucking with the wrong one, man.
Okay, sorry.
A chicken falls out of his suitcase.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. I get him. Where's your license? I get him. Careful, he bites.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Okay, relax. Okay, I have.
He chases the chicken around the carriage.
Okay, relax. Okay, wait. Okay, no problem, sorry.
Having recaptured the chicken, he gets off the train. Guy Borges, manager of the Wellington Hotel.
Welcome to the Wellington Hotel. Do you want to pay for the entire stay now?
I pay for one night.
Fine.
How much? Right.
One night is $117.13.
We call it 85.
No, we can call it 117. Let me get the door for you. Come on in.
Oh, very nice.
They get in the elevator. Borat opens a bag.
Very nice room.
Not in the room yet, sir. Hold on. You might want to repack your things. We're going to be moving again shortly.
I will not move to a smaller room.
Sir, this is your floor. I'm going to take you to your room.
This is not my room?
This is the elevator. It takes you to the floor where your room is.
The room.
Whoa. Oh, la, la. Whoa. King in the castle. I have a chair.
He sits on it.
Oh, go do this. King in the castle.
In the bathroom, he washes his face in the toilet bowl. Outside, he tries to cross a road and approaches a reluctant passerby.
Hello, nice to meet you. My name is Borat. Are you new in town? I just say a kiss. You say hello.
Everybody's talking at me.
He washes his underpants out in the lake in Central Park. Now he takes a dump beside a nice shiny sign for the Trump International Hotel and Tower. A woman gawps open-mouthed as he strains one out.
It arrived.
I can't see.
Hello, my name is Borat. I am new in town.
Don't say
hello.
Do not touch me. Look it near my face.
I kiss you.
Yeah, you kiss me and I'll pop you in the fucking balls, okay?
What do you mean the balls?
Oh, nice.
He plays pocket billiards while looking at some lingerie in a shop window. Later, he has a word with an attractive woman.
Very nice. How much? Hello, nice to meet you. I knew you'd tell me. My name is Borat.
The man runs.
Well, I want to say hello. It's a problem.
Borat runs after the fleeing local. That evening, he's in Times Square marveling at the illuminated hoardings.
This had been the most happiest day of my life. I was very excited to start my reportings.
Azamat dries Borat's hair with a hairdryer and says, America is known for its sense of humor. UN surveys say Kazakhstan have 98th lowest humor. We must improve. Hurry.
Rubbish.
Borat's in his underpants and presents his crotch to Azamat.
Just dry him, no handily.
He presents his bum.
How is my back pussy?
Not bad, they're moist.
So, what time this interview?
Soon, my friend. Azamat opens a bottle with a radioactive symbol on it. He smashes something from it on Borat's crotch.
Gently. Enough!
Pat Haggerty, humor coach.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Pat Haggerty.
Nice to meet you, Borat.
Nice to meet you.
Should I make a joke about my mother-in-law?
Yes. In America, that's a very popular joke. Do you have a mother-in-law joke?
Yes.
All right.
I had a sexy time with my mother-in-law.
A what time?
Sexy time. I made a sexy time with my mother-in-law.
You had sex with your mother-in-law?
Yes.
I don't think that Americans would find that funny.
No, it is not a joke.
Yeah, we're talking about humor.
What you asked me about my mother-in-law.
Do you have a joke about your mother-in-law?
No, why make a joke on a mother-in-law? Do you ever laugh on people with a retardation?
Here in America, we try not to make fun of or be funny with things that people don't choose.
But perhaps you have not seen someone with a very funny retardation. My brother Bilo have a very funny retardation.
And mental retardation, you know, causes a lot of pain and hardship for a lot of families.
Sometime my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, "You will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la, here behind this cage, crazy, crazy, everybody laughs." She go, "You never get this." But one time, he break a cage and he get this. And then we all laugh, high five.
Now, no, that would not be funny in America, okay?
What is a not jokes?
A not joke is when we're trying to make fun of something, and what we do is we make a statement that we pretend is true, but at the end we say not, which means it's not true.
So teach me how to make one.
All right. What color is your suit?
This suit is gray.
Gray. I would call it blue, okay?
It's gray.
All right. It's blue-gray, but it's certainly not black, right? All right. Let's say it's gray, but it's not.
It is gray.
Okay, so a not joke is, I would say, that suit is black. Not.
This suit is not black.
No, not has to be the end.
Okay. This suit is black, not.
This suit is black. Pause. You know what a pause is?
Yes.
This suit is black. Not.
This suit is black. Pause, not.
No, you don't say pause. This suit is black. That's a pause. Not.
This suit is black.
Okay. I'm not.
At the hotel.
Everybody say USA television much better, but this I watch for 3 hours do not change.
There's a remote control right here. You push these two arrows to change the channel.
Borat watches footage of police officers.
I got him!
If you come out in the backyard with me, I have the urge to bury something else.
Yes!
A Schwarzenegger film.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Jamie. Ah, I love you.
Borat changes channels again and finds an episode of Baywatch. He's immediately transfixed by a blonde pneumatic beauty in a red swimsuit taking a swim. Pamela Anderson talks with a bloke on the beach.
Do you believe in magic, Miss Parker?
CJ.
It's a pleasure to meet you, CJ.
Borat watches with rapt attention as Pammy prepares to dive off a pier.
Be careful! Be careful, CJ!
This CJ was like no Kazakh woman I had ever seen. She had golden hairs, teeth as white as pearls, and the asshole of a 7-year-old. For the first time in my life, I was in love.
The next morning, Azamat berates Borat, who's still sitting in front of the TV.
Get up! Why aren't you ready? We have people to interview today.
I understand.
On the street, learn what you can from this women's group.
My hair?
It's beautiful, don't worry.
Okay.
Zhen Dobre, in Kazakhstan, it is illegal for more than 5 women to be in the same place. Except for in brothel or in grave.
In the USNA, many women meet in a groups called the feminists. I find them more. Chenkuyi.
Veteran feminists of America.
So what that means is this feminism?
It's the theory that women should be equal to men in matters economic,
now,
social,
you are laughing.
And yeah.
Political.
That is the problem.
Do you think a woman should be educated?
Definitely.
But is it not a problem that a woman have a smaller brain than a man?
That is wrong.
But the government scientist, Dr. Yamak, have proved it is size of squirrel.
Your government scientist?
Yes, Dr. Yamak.
He's wrong.
Give me a smile, baby. Why angry face?
Well, what you're saying is very demeaning. Do you know the word demeaning?
No.
We are saying to you
I could not concentrate on what this old man was saying. They should get paid. All I could think about was this lovely woman in her red water panties. Who was this CJ?
Last night I see in my hotel room a woman called a CJ on a television. Do you know her?
No.
She from a town called the Baywatches.
She's just on television.
Her name is Pamela.
Does she live here in New York City?
No, she lives in California.
Yeah. Oh, in the California.
He's going to look her up.
Okay, are we finished now?
Listen, pussycat, smile a bit.
All right. That's it.
Okay.
I'm done.
We're finished. We have to leave.
Although I was obsessed by the CJ, I could not pursue her. Or else my wife would snap off my cock.
Back at the hotel, Borat gets a delivery.
Mrs. Sandia?
Yes?
I have a telegram for you.
You can read?
Yes, I can. It's dear Borat Sandia, your wife, Oxna, was walking your retarded Vilo in the woods when a bear attacked and violated and break her. She is now dead.
Might you say my wife is dead?
This is what it's...
The guy checks the text carefully.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry to inform you, but that's what the telegram says.
High five! Great!
He high-fives the guy and kisses him on each cheek. Borat quickly packs his bag and makes sure to include his chicken, which he takes out of a drawer in the wardrobe. In a busy shop, he's berated by Azamat. What do you mean, California? I've arranged all our filming for New York.
But we need to leave New York to find the real America. Rodeos, cowboys. It will be better for our documentary. But why California? What's there? Pearl Harbor is there, and so is Texas.
Eventually, I persuade Azamat that we would travel to California and make our reportings along the way. He insists we not fly in case the Jews repeated their attack of 9/11.
Okay, I'll find another way for us to get there.
My name is Mike. I'm going to be your driving instructor. Welcome to our country, okay?
My name is Borat.
Okay, good. Well, I'm not used to that, but that's fine.
They get in the car.
Now, you do know how to drive a little bit?
Yes.
Yes. Put it in D.
What?
Drive.
Borat fiddles with the automatic shift.
Now, wait a second. Have you driven a car before?
Yes, okay. Many times.
All right, let's go this way. Wait a minute, I don't want you to go hitting anybody. You'll use two hands now.
What?
Two hands.
But then it looked like I am holding a gypsy while he eats my crumb.
I don't care what it looks like. You use two hands when you drive, okay?
Okay.
Mike has to adjust the wheel all the time.
Okay.
Watch the children.
Okay, no problem.
You must not hit the children.
Look, there is a woman in a car. Can we follow her? And maybe make a sexy time with her?
No.
Why not?
Because a woman has a right to choose who she has sex with.
What?
How about that? Isn't that amazing?
You jerk?
There must be consent. How about that? That's good, huh?
It's not good for me.
Oh, it is good.
Here's the car. Okay.
You want to have a drink?
You can't drink that while you're driving.
Why not?
It's against the law.
What?
Mike takes the bottle of vodka.
Who is this car that follows us? I wish it didn't follow us anymore.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll lose them.
No, we better not lose them.
Hey, don't look at me. Eat my tits.
We'll make a right turn up here.
Don't look at me like that. I will eat your shit.
That
You fucked my mother.
Hey, no, you can't.
No,
do
he
that.
Do before.
You
he look
can't
on
do
me.
That, okay? They're going to throw us in jail, me with you. You
why you're in jail? He'll look on me, la la la, behind.
You can't say that.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend?
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
You will be my boyfriend.
Yeah, I won't be your boyfriend.
Why not? You do
well,
like
I can
me?
Be. Yeah, I can be. No boyfriend, yeah, I can.
They park.
Great success. Now time to make purchase of motor cars.
I want to have a car that attracts a woman with a shave down below.
Well, that would be a Corvette. Or a Hummer. We'll try to help you out here.
They get in a Hummer.
A man yesterday told me if I buy a car, I must buy one with a pussy magnet.
He means a car that women will like.
Yes, but where you keep this magnet?
No, there's no magnet. No, it's just, he means the vehicle. Women love the Hummers.
Do this have a pussy magnet?
No. The vehicle itself will be a magnet.
If I give you good price, will you please put in pussy magnet?
Yeah, but there's no such thing in this country as a magnet.
If this car drives into a group of gypsies, will there be any damage to the car?
It depends on how hard you hit them and all that. It's hard.
Hard.
To see. Yeah, hard. You might, if somebody rolls on the windshield, they could crack your windshield.
How fast do I need to go to guarantee I kill him?
Let me tell you something. With this vehicle here, probably doing 35, 40 miles an hour would do it.
Great.
Okay.
When I buy my wife, mm-hmm. At the start, she was cook good, her vagina work well, and she's strong on plow. But after 3 years, when she was 15, then she become weak, her voice become a deep borat, borat. She receive a hair on her chest, and her vagina hang like sleeve of wizard.
Huh. Jeez.
How do I know that this will not happen with the car?
Chevrolet guarantees you that with a warranty.
I like very much to buy these Hummers. How much is it?
$52,000.
I am looking for something between $600 to $650.
We don't have any cars for $650 in that you can buy. I might be able to sell you a wholesale car, a car with a lot of miles for $700 with no warranty.
Okay.
Come on.
Borat is now at the wheel of what looks to be an old ice cream van. He clasps hands with Azamat as they drive over a bridge straddling two lanes.
Head out on the highway,
California, I'm coming.
They head on down a country road, grooving away in the cab of their van. They stop by a lake and Azamat has a wash, while Borat pees in the water beside him.
First stops on our journey was Washington, D.C.'s, home of mighty U.S. warlord Premier Bush.
Look who has an embassy here!
Uzbekistan! Fuck you, motherfuckers!
We arrive here to learn from American politics. Azamat arranged interview with party official from ruling regime.
We are good friend, Bob Barr, yes?
I hope so.
It is a custom. Have a cheese at the start.
Thank you.
My wife, she make this cheese.
Very nice.
She make it from a milk from her teeth.
Bob doesn't look like he's enjoying it so much now. Back in the van.
After interview, I encounters traditional American street festival.
A gay pride parade. Dancers high kick and Borat dances along on a float.
People here were much more friendly than in New York.
He kisses several men and feels a bloke's crotch. The bloke feels his in return, with Alan Keyes.
Next morning, I interview politician who is a genuine chocolate face. No makeup.
On a Sunday, I arrive in Washington. There was a parade. I make two friends from this parade. I invite them back my hotel room. We drink like a normal in Kazakhstan. We wrestle like a normal in Kazakhstan. Then they say, I wash you in a shower, and he washed me in a shower.
Yeah, it sounds like that you met somebody who is from what is called in America the gay community.
What did it mean, gay? This word, the
homosexual.
Gay. A homosexual? You mean a...
Borat looks highly disturbed.
Are you telling me the man who tried to put a rubber fist in my anus was a homosexual?
Borat's van tries to turn the wrong way up a one-way street.
Even though my anus was broken, I knew that the rest of our journey would be great success. We left Washington's and continued towards California. Howdy, partners.
Azamat makes a phone call from a motel.
Yes, Minister, we're on schedule. Yes, I'm standing in the middle of Times Square.
In the van.
It's time to prepare for your TV appearance. Remember to talk of singing the national anthem at rodeo.
Don't worry, I'm a TV professional.
Now, building our station around you, this is 16 WAPT News This Morning, named Best Newscast in the States by the Associated Press.
All right, well, this morning we have a very special guest here in the studio. This is Borat Sagdiyev. He is traveling across America to get the taste of life here in the United States, and he spent the last few days here in our area. Good morning
to you.
Hello,
my name is Borat. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Before we start, can you tell me, because I want to make a urine and then I come back here, and if you tell me 1 minute before we start...
We started. We are actually live on the air right now.
I am very excited.
Yes.
Hello, yes, and I.
Yes.
Hello, yes, and I am very excited. I'm very excited to be here. Hello.
Hello to you as well. Now, yes. real quickly, why are you here in the United States?
Because I want to learn from U.S. and A. Your culture and to understand from how things happen and to take this lesson back to my country.
All right. Would you like to have a seat?
Yes.
Please sit. Now, one of the things that you've enjoyed so much about...
I have a microphone so people can hear me?
They can hear you right now. Oh. You are mic'd up. This little thing right here, that's the microphone. Why, thank
Hello.
You.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Well, welcome to the United States. Thank you very much
thank
for coming
you.
On.
Nice
we appreciate
to meet
it.
You.
All right.
When you come to Kazakhstan, you can stay in my house.
Well, thank you so
you
much.
You can sleep in my house
well,
and you
I appreciate
can use
the
my
invitation.
Sister.
Thank you yes. so much. And meteorologist Ken Johnson will have the latest on Tropical Storm Emily when we return.
10 seconds, say bye. This is 16 WAPT News This Morning.
Traffic is flowing along smoothly along Interstate 55. Dry road conditions, however, if you're heading to the north, not too far away from Holmes and Itala County. There's some showers up there. Check that out on Live Point Doppler 16 radar this morning.
Thank you. Very nice for having me. What's your name?
We're on air right now doing the weather.
What's your name?
We're on the air doing the weather right now. I'm go over here with Adrian. Go here. Adrian, she's calling you to go over here.
Yes, is she?
Yes, I'm...
Well, nice.
That's good. Go over here with...
What's your name? What do you do here?
I'm the weather guy.
What the minute?
Okay, let's go over to the weather. You can see the radar right now. Showing some showers and storms up to the north of Cassie. Okay, but... Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Showers and storms north of the Yazoo City up towards Kosciuszko.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Back in the van, Azamat tells Borat off.
You're singing at the rodeo tonight. Why didn't you mention it?
What can I do? They are not professional.
Get a move on. We have 100 miles to go.
It's dark as they drive along a road flanked by snow. At the rodeo.
We welcome you to the 38th annual Roper Valleydale
People queue for tickets. A stall selling cowboy hats. A bronco is saddled and steers are put into holding pens. As the audience drift in, a cowboy puts on spurs. A man clutching a beer takes a seat in the audience. The Stars and Bars is paraded around the arena. Now dressed as a cowboy, Borat talks with general manager Bobby Rowe.
Of course, every picture that we get back from the terrorists or anything else, the Muslims, they look like you. Black hair and a black mustache.
Yes.
Shave that dadgum mustache off so you're not so conspicuous. So you look like maybe an Italian or something.
Yes.
As far as from people looking at you. I see a lot of people and I think there's a dadgum Muslim. I wonder what kind of bomb he's got strapped to him.
Yes.
And you probably aren't a Muslim. Maybe that's not
no,
your religion.
No, I am a Kazakh. I follow the hawk.
But you look like one of them. This thing gets over with, and when we win it and kick the butts over there,
yes.
And all of them son of a bucks hanging from the gallows,
yes.
By that time, you will have proven yourself, and they'll understand you'll be accepted.
Take care.
Thank you. I ain't gonna kiss you.
Well, why not?
The people that do the kissing over here are the ones that float around like that.
Are they all alone?
Yeah, stay away from them that kiss.
Okay.
You don't want nobody kissing.
In my country, they take them and they take them to jail and finish
them. Take them out and hang them.
Yes.
But we're trying to get done here.
High five.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen of Salem, Virginia, would you please give a warm American welcome to a gentleman who has come all the way from Kazakhstan. And we are honored to have singing our national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, Borat Sagdiyev.
Borat, resplendent in Stetson and Stars and Stripes shirt, walks out into the arena where a cowgirl clutching the Star-Spangled Banner sits astride a white horse.
My name is Borat. I come from Kazakhstan. Can I say first, we support your war of terror. May we show our support to our boys in Iraq. May US and they kill every single terrorist. May George Bush drink the blood of every single man, woman, and child of Iraq. May you destroy their country so that for the next 1,000 years, not even a single lizard will survive in their desert. To show our friendship, I now will sing our Kazakh national anthem to the tune of your national anthem. Listen.
He removes his hat.
Kazakhstan is the greatest country in the world. All other countries are run by little girls. Kazakhstan is number one exporter of potassium. Other Central Asian countries have inferior potassium. Kazakhstan is the greatest country in the world. All other countries is the home of the gays.
The cowgirl's horse collapses and Old Glory hits the dirt. As the ice cream van drives falteringly along a deserted road at dawn, Azamat whinges.
Queen Ellie died last night. This journey is cursed. We should have stayed in New York.
I was sad. The rodeo peoples did not like me. What if Pamela did not like me too? We needed something to change our fortunes.
Look, Azamat, a gypsy village. Let us extract some of their tears so we can remove the curse.
At a garage sale.
Do not fear me, gypsy. All I want from you is your tears. Please give them to me or I will take them.
I'm not a gypsy. I'm Midwestern farmer's daughter, Americana.
You have many treasures. Who did you rob for this?
We didn't rob them. They all came from inside the house.
I will look on your treasures, gypsy. Is this understood? I will look on them.
Please do.
He takes a doll out of a box.
Who is this lady you have shrunk? Was she the owner of this house that you camp in front of?
There's a couple more child's dolls.
Do not try shrink me, gypsy. I serious. These are your spells?
No. There's a good one. The millionaire mindset. There we go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Baywatch.
Baywatch?
He offers up a prayer. He looks at the Baywatch album.
It means she loved me.
He finds a picture of Pamela Anderson.
Azamat!
Yeah.
Azamat! Great success! I've got the tears! Onwards to California! Let's go!
What's that you've got there?
It's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Borat drives the van away at speed. The map charts their progress to Atlanta, Georgia. As night falls, they drive through downtown Atlanta into a rather unsavory area.
Are we going the right way?
I don't know. This map is from 1917.
Where the hell are we? You.
Hey, stop the goddamn way. Hey, babe, you wanna go out? You wanna go out, honey?
Look,
look,
look.
I'm going to stop and ask.
No, no, no. Keep going.
Borat approaches some black guys who are busy gambling.
need the direction to California, please.
You're not going away from home. Who you with?
It's my friend Azamat Bagatov. We travel across the country.
You're talking about that. You got to be talking English right here.
Hey. You look like Michael Jackson. Beat it.
Man, you better get some.
I like you peoples.
Yeah.
Can you teach me how to dress? How can I be like you?
Well, first of all, you need to loosen up their belt, let them jeans down.
Pull them down?
Don't pull them down like you're finna go.
Like a hoe?
No.
Like a this?
Yeah. But don't show your huggies though, man.
He pulls his trousers down a bit.
No. These are my empty pants.
What kind of music you listen to?
I like very much a Corky Butchek. You know Corky Butchek? Bing bang, ding 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 ding
nerves.
How you say, how do you do?
What's up with it?
What's that with it?
Yeah.
Back on the road, pull over and let's see if we can stay here. Borat walks up to the front desk of a hotel with the crotch of his trousers down by his knees, homie style.
What's up with it, Vanilla Face? Me and my homie Azamat just parked our slab outside.
Please.
We're looking for somewhere to post up our black asses for the night. So bang bang, skeet skeet, nigga. We're just a couple of pimps,
sir,
no hoes.
Sir, you gotta leave.
Okay.
You gotta leave now, we're gonna call the cops, and we'll have you taken out.
Good morning, well, I don't know.
We can't stay here if they are player haters.
It's late as the ice cream van drives up to a bed and breakfast. Borat knocks on the door, which is opened by a Jewish couple.
Hi.
Thank you. You have a room for tonight?
Oh, yes, definitely. Hey, come on in.
So,
great.
Come on in. Your
thank
friend
you.
Also.
Hi, beautiful house.
All the paintings in the house I did.
What is this man?
This is a Yemenite Jew, and he's working on a piece of jewelry. The Yemenites were also jewelers.
Why you have a picture of a Jew?
Because I'm Jewish, so I have lots of pictures of Jews.
Horrified, Borat looks round at all the Jewish pictures.
This is the room, and do you need two pillows?
Yes. Great. Thank you. Lovely place.
Borat closes the door and turns to Azamat.
They're Jews!
I know that now! They'll kill us! We need to escape!
As they go over to the window, their hosts walk up the stairs with a tray of food and drink. Borat opens the door using his handkerchief.
Wait.
Okay.
Oh, hello!
How are you?
Great.
You're getting settled in.
This is a special sandwich for you.
I
thank you.
Not so hungry. Here, can I eat this here, fat?
No. You're gonna eat
take
this.
Take a half.
You take a half.
Take
it.
A
just
half.
Just a half, and then you'll see.
I'm not so hungry.
Yeah. Eat a little bit.
Very reluctantly, Borat picks up some food.
Go ahead and eat something because you're hungry and then you're a guest.
Yes.
He sniffs it and cautiously takes a mouthful.
I don't want to see you go hungry.
What is this picture over here?
Okay.
As she turns her back, Borat spits the food out. That night he clutches a crucifix and his cash.
It is 3 a.m. I am in a nest of Jews. They have cleverly shifted their shapes. One of them has taken the form of a little old woman. You can barely see her horns. She has tried to poison me already. These rats are very clever.
Azamat and Borat turn the light on and see some beetles on the floor.
Look, the Jews have shifted their shapes.
Okay, how much shall I give them?
I don't know.
Borat throws dollar bills at the beetles.
More, give them more.
Go. Borat opens the door and he and Azamat flee the bed and breakfast. They get in the ice cream van and drive off.
Get out.
Let's go back to New York. At least there's no Jews there.
Calm down. We'll keep heading to California.
Why California? What's so special about California?
We are going to California.
And get killed on the way?
Relax, Azamat. I will get us protection.
In a gun shop.
What is the best gun to defend from a Jew?
I would recommend either a 9mm or a 45.
A gold-plated Desert Eagle.
Very nice. Wow, wow, wow. It's like a movie star, a Dirty Harold.
Yes.
Come on and make my day, Jew.
But he would not sell me guns since I'm not American. So I look for other protection.
Munch Ranch Exotic Animal Dealer.
What type of dog is this?
This is a tortoise.
Is this a cat in a hat?
No, it's a tortoise and a shell.
Yes. I need the animal for protection. What do you have for me?
A bit later, the ice cream van is back on the road with a black bear hanging out of the serving window, much to the consternation of other motorists. A sign by a pool says children should not use the pool without adult supervision. Azamat watches as Borat swims behind the bear and is then pursued back down the pool by it. Back on the road...
We're safe. Now we continue to California.
The bear nuzzles Azamat's ear as they stop for a picnic. Later, Azamat and Borat clean bear shit out of the back of the ice cream van with an old newspaper. Borat finds an advert for a prostitute and tears it out to keep. Switch it off, it's so annoying. As Borat pulls up to try and tackle the van's errant chimes, a herd of kids run up to the van and the bear sticks its head out of the serving hatch.
Happy times. We were safe and well on our way to Pamela. It was time to get back to work.
They drink takeout colas as they drive. Kazakhstan needs to learn about American fine dining. First, a lady will teach you southern manners.
How long have I got?
An hour. Then you have dinner date with high society.
Borat meets Kathy B. Martin, etiquette coach.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hello. It's so nice to meet you. Welcome to America.
Will you please teach me how to dine like gentlemen?
Of course, I'll be happy to.
Magnolia Mansion Dining Society.
Is it polite to greet people when I make entry?
Yes, it is. Let me introduce you.
Yes.
Around. You're going to have to say next.
Mike Jarrett.
Hello, I'm Bethany Weston. It's lovely to see you.
How do you do?
How do you do? My name's Ben.
Borat kisses the men, but not the women.
Should I pay interest in people's around-the-table sights?
Yes. And if it is a big table, a very long table, you might want to restrict your conversation...
Yes.
...to people right in your vicinity.
Very nice.
So you are not yelling.
What do you do?
I'm the pastor of a church.
Yes. What do you do?
I have spent years in construction... I'm recently retired.
You are retired?
Yes.
And physical or mental?
Retired.
No, not retired. I don't work anymore.
Stopped working.
It's a very good you allow retired to eat with you in the same place.
That's not what we're saying about this man. He is not what you would refer to as retard. No,
not at all.
Do you have a telephone in this village?
By the phone, Borat fishes out his hooker advert. Back with Kathy B. Martin.
Should I show photos of my family?
You have photos of your family? Great. Wonderful.
A naked boy.
This is my favorite son, Huey Lewis.
Okay.
Yes.
He looks happy.
Yes. He's very strong.
My goodness, is that him holding you?
Yes, very strong. He grow 3 centimeters, he now is 17 centimeter long.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure I would show these photos of him without clothes on.
Should I pay compliments to the peoples?
Yes, but only if you truly agree with that compliment.
You have a very gentle face and a very erotic physique.
Thank you. You're correct.
Yes.
That's a very good observation.
She is your wife?
Nope, that's my wife.
In my country, they would go crazy.
Oh, my.
For these two, not so much.
The pastor's wife.
Yes.
Wow. What should I say if I need to go to the shithole?
You mean to the restroom?
To the place to make the shit.
Okay, what you...
Not a bath to make dirt
from
anus.
Not a bath, right.
The brown.
The toilet.
Where you make...
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Bad thing from it.
Yes. What you do is you say, excuse me, I need to go to the restroom.
Excuse me, is it possible to go and do a... How you say in
upstairs.
The... You know,
upstairs. Yes. Just say, excuse me a moment.
I need to
that
do
works.
A... What
thank you
say
thank
in...
You go upstairs?
Yes, thank you.
He goes.
I think that the cultural differences are vast.
Exactly.
And I think he's a delightful man, and it wouldn't take very much time for him to really become Americanized.
Thank you very much. I feel much better. Cindy, where shall I put this? Where shall I put this?
Oh.
He's holding a bag of shit.
Maybe in the other restroom. Down
In the... Excuse me for just a moment, please. You roll off.
They're in the loo.
Like this, and you wipe your bottom, and you put the paper.
I
don't. You do. This is a very private thing.
The host cleans the anus of the other.
No. Nobody touches you except you.
Can I bring a guest to dinner?
If you have been invited to a home or to a party.
Yes.
It is acceptable to bring a guest if you ask your host in advance.
Yes.
Wait, this is my friend.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Borat.
Yes, it's me.
Oh, hi. I'm Lunel.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. This is my friend, Lunel.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
It's the hooker.
Well, we were. I don't know exactly what all that we're doing. It is getting very, very late.
You have to excuse me. I'm going to have to go home.
Okay.
It's getting very late, and it's time that the, that we were ending our dinner party and everything.
Oh. But can she come for desserts?
Absolutely not, and neither can you.
The sheriff is on his camera. Police are coming
I hope
now.
So.
I've already called
the police.
Thanks.
Why you call police? Have the Rita escaped?
They're back on the road with Lunel in the van.
I want to say I'm very sorry how they treat you in this house.
Thank you. I was thinking maybe I'd just take the night off and why don't we just go out and have some fun? What do you think about that?
If you want to come with us,
yeah.
Up yours. At a country and western joint called the Brandon Iron, Borat dances in a conspicuously un-country and western style with Lunel. Later, he introduces himself to a couple at a table.
Hi, my name is Borat. This is my friend Lunel. She is a prostitute.
The hefty Lunel rides a bucking bronco simulator. Borat has a go and falls off the back of the bronco. He helps Lunel back on the bronco by shoving away at her ample backside. Later, Borat walks her back to her place.
You are funny on this, Bulls. Everybody almost see your underpants.
I never rode a bull before. Well, you wanna come here for a little while?
I would like very much. But I in love with a woman in Malibu. It would not be nice to her for me to.
Okay, well, if you're ever in town again, this way, look me up.
If I ever in town again, Lunel, I would very much like to pay you for sex.
Okay.
Good night, Lunel.
Good night, Borat.
He affectionately touches her nose and begins to head off.
You say my name right? Borat. Say a Barack Obama. Bye.
He wanders off down the garden path. A full moon shines down. The ice cream van is parked in a disabled space at a motel. Borat sits on his bed, looking at the Baywatch book.
Pamela Lee is a fairly simple code, she recently explained. There's not a whole lot of logic either way I live my life. And you're very spontaneous. I'm very spontaneous too.
He reverentially puts the book away by wrapping it in a cloth as if it were some sacred tome. He puts the book on a bedside table. The ice cream van is on the road again.
I needed a gift to give to Pamela so that she would grant me entry into her vagine. Therefore, I convinced Azamat to let me film a report in an American store.
Don't spend more than $3. We're low on money.
A sign, antique Civil War relics.
These are your shops.
Right, this is my antique shop.
Why do you have so many things with a flag?
We're honoring our heritage.
What is this?
These are a number of collectibles. I mean, this is a lamp, but you know what you would use in your home. This is a Chinese cloisonné bell, and this is a little decorative duck.
And do you think, when they...
Borat accidentally destroys a few things.
I'm sorry. Wait.
We need help, baby.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry. Sorry, I will repair all of this. Don't worry, my friend, he can make a glue. And
I don't think you're going to be able to glue that stuff back. I think you're going to have to pay for it.
Okay, I have a digital watch from the future. I will give you. It's worth more than all of this.
You broke 425 hours worth of stuff.
160, 170, 180.
It's not enough.
Do you want the hair?
No, I don't want any damn hair.
This is the best hair in Kazakhstan. Feel the quality.
I don't want your damn hair.
This is hair from pubis. I can get you 2,000 bags by next Friday.
We don't use that stuff in this country.
Have you offered them pubic hair?
Yes.
Just give me another 20. That's good enough.
It was a mistake!
You screwed up again!
I didn't see the truck, I slipped on it, and that was it!
Only an idiot could do this!
Would you have believed this if I had told you?
All right, go! Okay?
Go! Go!
The ice cream van drives along in the pouring rain. Once again, Azamat is less than happy.
You've ruined this documentary and almost bankrupt us.
So call the ministry and get more money.
What? If I did that, they would kill us. California had better be as good as you say, or we are finished.
Later at a hotel, Borat relaxes in the bath. He comes out of the bathroom with a towel around his waist and finds a naked Azamat whacking off on the bed to his Baywatch book.
You've done that, you bastard!
He grabs the book back.
What's the matter with you? How dare you make hand party over Pamela?
Why do you care who I pleasure myself to?
Because I love this woman. She's the reason we travel to California.
What? You lied to me? You lied about California?
Azamat shoves Borat backwards over a chair and loses his towel. Now stark bollock naked, the pair wrestle on the bed. Azamat shoves Borat off the bed and leaps up. Borat grabs Azamat by the balls and bites his nipple. Azamat grabs a table lamp and smashes it over Borat's head. Borat releases him, then comes at him again. The two struggle, and Borat bends his rather obese producer over the bed and attempts to strangle him from behind. Azamat gets up and backs Borat into a mirror. Azamat hurls Borat on the bed, then leaps on top of him, putting them into the 69 position. Borat is left with Azamat's bollocks dangling in his face. Azamat sits back, covering Borat's face with his sizable ass.
Eat my asshole!
Borat rolls Azamat off him and looks somewhat dazed as he gets to his feet. Azamat hurls a suitcase at him and runs out into the corridor. Borat grabs the rubber fist he got from the gay men and runs after Azamat. He pursues him into an elevator, which is already full of people. They find the sight of two naked Kazakhstani documentary makers a bit unsettling. A couple of women scuttle out of the lift, having decided that it is their floor after all. Borat and Azamat stand self-consciously as the lift descends. At the next floor, another woman gets out, leaving only an unamused-looking middle-aged man who gets out at the next stop. Azamat and Borat run out behind him and charge towards a conference room where a mortgage broker's annual banquet is taking place.
We have a special guest here this evening. Ruth Painter is here.
Azamat runs in, pursued by Borat, still brandishing the rubber fist. He grabs Azamat and they fight on the floor between the tables. Azamat flees onto the stage, only to be brought down by Borat once again. Not liking the pair waving their endowment policies about, the mortgage brokers take action and drag them off the stage. The next morning, the ice cream van is parked in a field. Borat sits in the back and talks to camera.
So, bad news. Azamat leave. I wake up, he disappear, and he take Oksana, my bear, our bear. And he also decide to take all the money, and also my passport. And he leave me all of this bag. It's him.
The chicken's in the bag.
And ticket to Kazakhstan, but no passport. But at least he is man enough to leave me.
He unwraps the sacred Baywatch book from its cloth covering.
My beautiful. Which I have cleaned since last night. And I have decided to continue making a documentary. Make it without Azamat. I think it will be better and we will have a more success without him.
He smiles.
Thank you.
He packs the book away with the chicken.
Tissue.
He zips the bag up and looks around the back of the ice cream van, which is still liberally smeared with bear shit. Later, Borat drives the van down a country road. The map shows his progress as he moves across the south of the U.S. At a gas station, an attendant fills the van.
I only want a 17 cents, please.
The attendant doesn't look at all sure about that. As the sun begins to set, the ice cream van begins to falter. A pickup truck overtakes it as it chugs its last and comes to a grinding halt at the roadside. Borat sits back in the driver's seat looking utterly wretched. Then, clutching his one small bag, he walks away towards the sunset.
I had no car, no money, and no Azamat. The only thing kept me going was my dream of one day holding Pamela in my arms and then making romance explosion on her stomach.
He walks along a roadside, picks up a discarded bottle and swigs the last dregs from it. He tries to hitch a lift.
Eventually, I managed to hike a hitchings with group of young scholars also traveling across the country.
Caption, CHIPSI, Fraternity Brothers, University of South Carolina.
I am from Kazakhstan.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Have a seat. Have a seat,
let's go.
What's your name?
Well,
Anthony.
Anthony?
Yes.
Anthony.
And Justin.
Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And David.
David. Very nice.
Right.
Can you open this, please?
Oh, sure.
A beer bottle.
Thank you very much.
So, what, you like the pitches out there in the old Russia there? Wow. A bitch is in old Russia.
What the
men
of Russia?
The women. It's the fucking hoes, baby. The fucking girls. You fuck the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And then you never call them again.
Why you don't call them? Because they do not have a telephone, yes?
No, not because of that.
They don't have my respect, you know? I mean...
So what are you doing here in America? What are you doing?
They film me travel across U.S. and Asia.
Okay.
I don't know what you're saying, man! What? That's cool!
Let's get drunk! Oh! Oh,
break it down!
They all drink lots and lots.
Oh, baby!
Borat, let me get old baby! Oh, the baby!
Suck,
yeah. Borat chugs down a tin of beer, then he and the frat guys embrace.
Let me tell you a game we play.
Can I hear a game you play?
We play a game called When the Snake Eat the Pig.
When the snake eat the, huh?
The snake eat the pig. You get a baby mouse.
Baby mouse.
Small, and you, put a bit of cheese in the hole of your crumb until it go inside.
That is too crazy for me.
I'll do it. I don't give a fuck. I'll do it.
Let me ask you this. Are women your slaves in Russia?
No. Do you have a slaves here?
We
no
wish.
Slaves. No
we
slaves.
Wish.
It is a shame.
And Borat.
Big
Borat.
Shame.
Big shame.
It would be better country
there,
if...
There, yes, yeah, but Borat, better country. We should have slaves.
Our country, the minorities actually have more power.
Anyone that is minority has the upper hand. We have the Jews. We have anybody that's against the mainstream.
Do you want to see my new wife?
Yes. Yes.
It's my new wife.
A Pammy DVD.
Pamela!
Pamela! I know it's Pamela.
I will take her virgin for the first time.
I'm going to put this shit on.
Put it on the DVD. We have a lot to talk about.
I will take her virgin. I will uncock her.
But she is no virgin, but
she's not true.
She's no virgin.
She's not true. Liar. Liar, liar. Your panties on the face.
Shut up.
The DVD.
Jacuzzi on the fucking small yacht. What's she doing?
She's sucking some dick, man.
You see her sucking dick?
This is not her.
I guarantee you that shit's gonna happen. Don't worry about it.
That's her, Borat.
Borat, that's her.
She's not her.
This is her?
I'm sorry.
I'm sure it's her.
Hey, go.
No.
Sit in
bar.
Let
me go. Come here.
What
did you do? You're my man.
I did not know she was tight. Come on, Borat.
Stay with us, buddy.
Boris,
we love you.
We'll remember you always.
Boris!
Like I taught you. Whoa. Hey, you're in America now. You'll make it. You keep going.
You are bigger than a woman.
You keep
going. You are better than
a
woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
Goodbye, my friend. Goodbye.
It's night as a highly depressed Borat leaves the guy's motorhome and walks along by the side of the road. He throws his bag down in despair. Borat crouches down, clutching his head, a picture of misery. A bit later, he's lit a campfire outside a building and ceremonially puts the Pammy DVD into the flames. He throws the Baywatch book onto the fire. It contains his plane ticket, which is inadvertently incinerated. He tries to retrieve it.
My ticket.
He prods the book out of the fire with a stick.
How will I get home?
The pages of the book are blown by the wind. Borat takes the chicken out of his bag. Then he takes a knife out and holds it to the chicken's throat.
I saw it, my friend.
He prepares to cut the chicken's throat, then changes his mind and puts the knife down on the ground.
Go. Go.
He releases the chicken.
And to freedom.
Go! Go! Live your life!
The chicken runs off and Borat beds down for the night. The next morning, Borat wakes to find people filing past him into the building he's camped outside. He gets up, pulls his jacket on, and goes inside, clutching his bag.
Raise your hands, raise his holy name. You gotta take his hand and stand
He finds he's in a hot gospel church and watches bemused as the congregation get down to the funky religious beat. Charles Chip Pickering, U.S. Congressman.
It is good to be here. This is my 10th Pentecostal camp meeting, a decade. The bottom line is, we are a Christian nation now. We were a Christian nation in the beginning, and we're going to always be a Christian nation until good Lord returns. Amen.
That was Jim Smith, Chief Justice.
No, I didn't evolve out of a monkey. I didn't used to be a tadpole. I is what I is. The Bible says that God was manifest in the flesh and believed on in the world. I got good news. Jesus is God in the flesh. I don't care what the devil's done to you or what he's trying to do. All you got to do is step out of that aisle now and make your way down to this altar. Let's have a little old-time church right now. I need somebody to pray with me right now. Come on, sir. The blood over my neighbor. I plead the blood over my church. It's the
blood. Borat's taken to the minister.
I want you to help me safely, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gentleman here standing right here next to me, his name is Bullock. Would you greet him with a great big Jesus name for just a couple of minutes?
Jesus.
Thank you. I have no friends. I am alone in this country. Nobody like me. My only friend, Azamat, he take my money and my bear and he leave me alone. Jesus. Not only this, the woman I love, the reason I travel across the country, she have do something terrible on a boat. And now I can never forgive her. Is there anybody who can help me?
Yes. The one that can help you is who we preached about tonight.
Jesus.
Do what Jesus like me.
Absolutely, Jesus loves you.
Do what Jesus like my sons.
Jesus loves your sons.
Do Jesus love my retired brother Bilo?
He loves your brother Bilo.
Do what Jesus love my neighbor Nusultan Tulyakbai?
Yes, he loves everybody.
Nobody love my neighbor Nusultan Tulyakbai. Can Jesus heal the pain that is in my heart?
Jesus can heal your pain.
Make him heal the pain that is in my heart.
Lift your hands and begin to worship. Would you lift your hands with him as we pray in the name of Jesus? God, forgive me of my sins. Give me, God, cleanse me.
Bless
me, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Bless me.
Yeah, let that tongue go. Here it comes. We're going to speak it on the tongue. Let it go. Let that tongue go.
Borat speaks in tongues as the preacher lays his hands on him.
Yes! Come on, get your hands on.
Overcome by the experience, he collapses. An exhausted-looking Borat is helped to his feet.
I will forgive Pamela, and I will go to California. I will go to Malibu with me and my friend Mr. Jesus, and together we will take her.
Later, he dances a jig in the aisle of a bus.
I took a bus to Los Angeles with some friends of Mr. Jesus. Finally, I had arrived. Happy times.
Borat wanders down a street in Los Angeles looking at all the people. He arrives outside one of the studios where a variety of costume characters are wandering about. He passes a Roman soldier and a demon, then a Marilyn Monroe-alike and a Grim Reaper. Up ahead, he spots a strangely familiar Oliver Hardy.
Azamat?
Azamat!
He grabs Azamat.
You traitor!
Look, I can explain.
You attacked me! My mustache still tastes of your testy!
Calm down, let me explain.
What did you do with the bear?
She ran off. I'm sorry.
The Grim Reaper intervenes.
Hey, fuck off, Death!
You need to calm yourself. You have to calm down. Well, that's another fine mess you've gotten me into.
I had not come to Hollywood to fight a man dressed as Hitler. I had come to make Pamela Anderson my wife. So I forgave Azamat.
I knew you'd make it out here, Borat. I felt so bad that I prepared this for you. He takes a file from under his motel bed. It's everything I could find on Pamela. Last Friday she appeared for a group who are against cruelty to animals.
Against cruelty to animals?
Except And tomorrow she's doing a signing. She wrote a book.
What? A woman has written a book? Dr. Yanak would never believe this.
I know.
We will go to this historical event, and I will marry Pamela there, but in the traditional Kazakhi way. Azamat, let's prepare the wedding sack.
You'll forgive me, yes?
Yes.
Borat rubs his nose against Azamat's forehead. Later in a car park, Azamat adjusts Borat's new dark brown suit, which he wears in conjunction with a red bow tie. He turns to camera.
Yekshamash, having learned many lessons from USA, I will now teach America how to have a wedding Kazakh style. You find more. Chekui.
A long line of fans queue up outside a Virgin megastore. Caption, Pamela Anderson autograph signing, Orange, California. Borat is amongst the queuing fans. He carries an embroidered sack over one arm. He gets inside the store and picks up a picture for the signing. The fans and Borat are kept behind security tape as Pammy makes her entrance. She wears shades, tight jeans and a white blouse. She waves to the fans as she makes her way to the signing table. Borat beams at her as she passes.
How are you? It's me, Borat.
Well, thanks for coming, you guys.
Thank you!
Azamat lurks nearby. Borat turns to the fan next to him.
I love it, Pamela Anderson.
Pammy poses for a photo with a fan. Eventually, it's Borat's turn to meet the star. He steps up to her.
Hello, my name...
Can I get after someone?
My name is Borat Sagdiyev. I am son of Atin Balat Sagdiyev and Botox the rapist. My former husband of Oksana Sagdiyev, who was daughter of Malyam Taryakbai and Botox the rapist. I make this for you, alias your name. My name... your name, Pamela Anderson, Borat Sagdiyev, this today's date. This, say, this today's date, our wedding. This inside is, Pamela, will you marry me?
No,
thanks. No, agreement not necessary.
He sticks the sack on her head. Security close in.
Let us!
Get up! Get your own life!
Pammy escapes from the sack and flees. Borat gives chase.
Don't worry, I never do.
Outside in the car park.
Pamela, I will give you your own plow.
Borat grabs Pammy, but security free her from his clutches and pin him to the floor. She keeps running.
Put hands behind your back.
Okay. Okay. Pamela.
Stand up. Bring your knees up.
All right.
Bring your knees up.
He's pulled upright.
Pamela! I am not attracted to you anymore!
She's still running.
Not!
Azamat follows Borat, clutching the wedding sack as security lead him away. Borat's on a bus.
I was humiliated. It was time for me to return to New York, where a ticket was waiting for me to fly back home. While I sat on the bus, I thought of my journey over the past 3 weeks. The great times, the good times, and the shit times. Mainly they were shit times. I had come to America to learn lessons for Kazakhstan. But what had I learned? Suddenly, I realized. I had learned that if you chase a dream, especially one with plastic chests, you can miss the real beauty in front of your eyes.
He returns to Linnell's house and knocks on the door. 8 months later, Borat is back in his native Kazakhstan. Wearing a white polo shirt, he addresses the camera.
Welcome back in my town of Kusek. Since I returned, there have been much improvements. We no longer have a running of the Jew. It's cruel. We're Christians now.
A man being crucified is prodded with a pitchfork.
Doltan improved too. Hey, Doltan! Hazai! Great! Come my house!
Doltan's missing arm has been replaced with a rubber fist.
Vernur Sultan Tulyakbai. He's still an asshole. I get iPod. He only get iPod mini. Everybody know it's for girls. Come.
He goes into his house.
And this, my beautiful wife.
Linnell.
Thank you for watching my film. I hope you like. Dziękuję.
Borat, Linnell and the townsfolk wave cheerio.